Welcome to the Forging Honor Podcast. I'm Jonathan George.
And I'm Benjamin Jones. Here at The Forge, we explore what it means to live as Christian men. Along the way, we'll be doing challenges, building habits and character through action.
It is time to introduce the next challenge. As a reminder, challenges last for 6 weeks. That's a total of 42 days, including Sunday, so all 7 days of the week. And they are simple daily tasks to grow us as men. This next challenge is going to fall under a broad topic of responsibility, which is something we hinted at towards the end of this last challenge. We were kind of talking through taking personal responsibility with our exercise. But Banjo had some ideas about exploring responsibility further. And so he came up with a habit out of that. So Banjo, introduce this for us.
Yeah, so this is going to be one that I think is going to be pretty open to interpretation, and I think will be useful. So I was thinking about this idea of responsibility. How do we grow that? How do we make that more of a habit? I wasn't sure off the top of my head how to make responsibility more of a habit. But one thing that came to mind that I think will be worth spending some time on is just having a ritual of some sort throughout the day. So the challenge is essentially this: to find or to develop a ritual around some part of your life to help you slow down and recognize your responsibility and your agency in whatever that task is. So this could be any number of things. I'll give an example. One of the ways that I like to prepare coffee, most times when I prepare coffee, it's just a drip situation. Just, you know, pour the grounds into a little thing, pour the water, hit the button and wait. Not much panache to it. When I have time though, I like to take my time and to do a French press. And I like to do that in a particular way. There's a whole method, you're getting the things out, you're steeping, you're grinding. There's time and there's focus and there's dedication that's being spent on every element of that. And there's particular things that I like to do, especially so like taking, boiling some extra water, pouring that extra water into the mug that I'm going to use, and that warms the mug up, right? And that's part of the ritual as well. One of the inspirations for this challenge, I'm thinking of the samurai tradition of the tea ceremony, making a cup of tea in a particular way. That part of the idea with that was that the samurai was recognizing, you know, grace and responsibility and precision with every motion of that ceremony. And I think that's really. It's really worth spending some time on. Another example would be there was a book written, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago now, about making your bed every morning. You know, and that I think can be a ritual.
I think it's been more than 10 years at this point.
Long time ago.
I remember people talking about that. Anyway.
So I don't know, JJ, help me out. Does this make sense? Is that a wide enough net to cast? Are there more practical things we should say?
I think in some ways it's almost a little too wide, simply because there's a lot of things that could fall into this. So I would add some clarifications. Like, it needs to be very intentional.
Intentionality is key for sure.
Intentionality matters, and it needs to be some form of it needs to be linked to responsibility. So like you mentioned, linking to responsibility, I immediately had the thought. We were talking about towards the end of the exercise stuff about hygiene. And one thing that I've realized is kind of a ritual in my life is in the morning I wake up and I do a full wet shave with a safety razor. Like, it's this whole thing for me. Like, it takes a solid 10 minutes. I follow these same patterns every time, and it's this whole thing. And if I don't do it, I feel out of sorts for the rest of the day.
Yeah. That's a great example.
That might be unhealthy, but that's my example. I think that might be something I could use that, I guess, because it's already a habit. But there might be other ones. Like, for a long time, journaling in the evening has been something just even for 10 minutes. mm-hmm. has been something I've tried and I've failed at regularly. I might try to do that. And that would be linked to directly questions of responsibility and how I'm taking responsibility in my life.
Yeah. It could be something like making it a practice before dinner. You know, maybe if you have a family, this would be, or, you know, it could even be if you're, you know, a single guy by yourself, you get just to list the things that you're thankful for before saying grace, you know, just to take that little extra moment of care and responsibility and to think through some of those things. I'm trying to think of some other ones that would be.
Come up. What about some ideas that it's not? Like what is it which not?
Okay. So this would be like, I'm not advocating for like a rosary here. If that makes sense. Like, it's not, I don't think that I'm not advocating for,
inventing religious things in your life. In some way?
Yeah. Or creating an OCD habit. What I'm advocating for is taking a little extra time and care with something. So maybe an example of what it would not be would be, like a sports ritual, you know, would be when you watch a baseball game for good luck, you know, you always spin the TV remote 3 times, wear your hat backwards, and you have to sit in a particular place on the couch. Like,
you want to know my sports ritual, Banjo?
You have no sports ritual?
When my sports ritual is for the team I want to win, I make sure not to watch their game.
And then
sometimes they win.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. Yeah. Can you do me a favor and not watch the Pittsburgh Pirates for a little while and, you know, just maybe get them out of this losing streak?
I don't think I've ever seen a Pirates game in my entire life.
Maybe start watching them then. Maybe that will help us.
Maybe. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Anyway, I don't think that's a good ritual. A good ritual would be taking a walk after dinner, maybe in a particular way. Seeing the same sights. I think part of it is I'm interested in kind of like what I was talking about with that poetry idea of like there's this finitude and by setting these boundaries for ourselves, we're able to enjoy something more. We're able to kind of explore the depths a little bit more. A bad ritual would be like I listen to the same podcast on my way to work every day. Like I wouldn't say that's a ritual. Because I think that's more automatic. You're not actually taking time to think through something a little bit extra. That's more of doing something without thinking hard about it. Does that make sense, JJ?
It does. It would be good.
Do you want to qualify it somehow?
It would be good for folks to go and read up on ritual, especially short rituals and like what ritual looks like, what kind of rituals are in our lives. You know, there's a bunch of podcasts out there on the subject, and every few years there's a couple different folks that make the rounds on the different podcasts. So you can find content pretty easily on that. I think one of the better definitions I've heard of a ritual is it's more than a habit in that a ritual helps us takes us from one place to another, physically or mentally.
Yes.
Usually both.
Yeah, that's like, a good that's the a good same way. To say.
So one of the reasons like the shaving thing for me definitely is a ritual is because it takes me from I'm tired, I'm waking up, I'm thinking about whatever to by the end of that 10-minute period, I'm out of that foggy mental state and into a state of I'm ready for my day, I'm ready to go get coffee on, do my thing. Like
yeah,
there's a significant mental transition from who I am before shaving and who I am after,
right.
In that sense.
There's a process to it.
Well, it's silly to say. It sounds silly in some ways to say for something like as normal as shaving, but I think that there are other things that do that for people.
I think that's a perfect example though, because it is so ordinary. It is, and if you can take those ordinary moments and you can attach meaning to them, if something like a straight razor can become symbolic, you know, if it means more than the object itself, I think that's a good sign that you're doing it right, if that makes sense. And I know we need to wrap up, but one piece of writing that I would recommend people go check out in order to help kind of come to an understanding of this maybe would be check out Hemingway. I think Hemingway is really good on this in just kind of illustrating these things. I'm thinking particularly of Big Two-Hearted River, which is one of the Nick Adams stories. Really good short story. We might talk about it some later on a different episode. But there's a great scene where he's making coffee, and there's a whole ritual to the way that he makes the coffee. And Hemingway spends like a whole paragraph on it, which is a lot for Hemingway. So I think going in and checking out that story, Big Two-Hearted River, would be useful for folks.
Well, very good. I think that's a good place to wrap it up. I look forward to hearing what people's rituals are.
We should say, yeah, if you have questions about it, reach out to us on Twitter or in our any of our other socials.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the things, our website, and we have a Discord. You can check that out. So all the different ways to contact us. I would love to hear what people are doing. I might consider like switching, like if the habit is to form rituals and the habit is to take responsibility, it might be a good thing to switch it up on a week-to-week basis in some ways, or even kind of
try on some different rituals.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to. We could talk about that a little bit off air. Well, very good. I look forward to it.
This has been the Forging Honor podcast. Music and production is by Elliot George. For more information about what we do or to learn how to get involved, visit our website at forginghonor.com.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure to like, subscribe, and give us a rating to bring others into the Forging Honor journey. On our website, you'll find information about our Patreon, articles, as well as links to the many resources we mention in the show.
Thanks for taking the time with us today. We hope you'll take up the work alongside us and join us in the task of Forging Honor. We'll see you next time.